Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, I know why you're playing this. Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, 64 years old today. And he looks like he's in his 30s or 40s. He looks amazing. Happy birthday, Ralph Macchio. Well, color me surprised. We're 2 minutes past the NFL trade deadline, and the Dolphins traded Jalen Phillips a couple days ago, and that was essentially it. And the reason I say color me surprised is, first of all, I didn't expect the Jets to do what they did today. No. But what I did expect when the Dolphins got rid of Chris Greer is I thought that was kind of them telling you, hey, we're going to be active, and because we're going to be active, we want someone who we think will be here, you know, in subsequent seasons. We don't want the ingredients to be bought by the same guy who's been buying the ingredients for a while. And so I thought they would be active. And I'm not saying that they weren't trying to get returns on whoever they were willing to move, but they didn't get anyone. So Jalen Phillips in exchange for a third rounder, although they're paying all of Jalen Phillips' salary, but no real movement for the Miami Dolphins at the trade deadline. So Greer is gone, and McDaniel will continue to coach the team. And I do think you'll have to see a complete reset like the Jets are doing at some point, but yeah. Obviously whatever was being offered to the Dolphins was not enough for their liking, not enough to motivate them to move off.
Yeah, and when you get – because Chris Greer already came out and said he's not – you know, I'm not – my phone rings, but I'm not calling people. So I thought the new guy would for sure have to make a move because now you can't sit exactly where Chris Greer already put his foot in the sand. But also – did you just twinkle your toe in the water? Like, you know, I made a move to make a move, but I'm really not resetting. And then the Jets make you think about it, where they are getting pieces back. We're not good. We need to go get some more young players that are cheap so that we can add expensive veterans. It's the model that the championship teams play.
And again, they moved off of really good players. I mean, they are acknowledging, right. Hey, we, you know, who wouldn't want Sauce Gardner on their team or Quinnen Williams, but They're saying we're just nowhere near where we need to be, so we're going to get better. It's very interesting for me, for the Dolphins to, you know, NFL trade deadline has now come and gone, and they're really quiet. I mean, this was not what I expected. I was saying to Solana earlier, like, we didn't book any guests in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, because we thought there was going to be moves coming in that were fast and furious, specifically for the Dolphins. I really thought the firing of Chris Greer was a sign that, okay, we realize this season's going nowhere, this roster's going nowhere, we've got to make significant moves. But apparently they didn't feel the same way, or other teams around the league just weren't very interested in the Dolphins roster players, which you can understand as well.
All pro Sauce Gardner is going to help the Colts out extremely.
Yep.
And they're trying to make a run. They're one of the top teams in the league. Quentin Williams is a multi-time all pro. Our best asset is Jaylen Waddle. He's not making a contending team to a Super Bowl team. Those other guys could.
Right. Right. Yeah. You add Sauce Gardner, that could be the difference on your defense. You add Jaylen Waddle to your receiving core. Good addition. But I'm not certain that it's worth a first rounder. And obviously, no. I don't think anyone else did either, because I think they would have moved him.
That's what it was. I think Jaylen could have got it. We talked about a two, a three, maybe a two, but Jaylen wasn't going for a one. There's no way.
All right, well, let's do headlines officially with Solana, and he can bring us up to speed on everything that happened or didn't happen. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. This is not the headlines we thought we'd be delivering at 4 o'clock. I thought it was going to be a long list. I thought we were going to be saying, well, I wonder who's going to be starting at that position on Sunday. But I think we know who the starters are going to be. Although Mike McDaniel will tell you, whoever gives him the best chance to win is who's going to be out there Sunday against Buffalo. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
There's already a Photoshop flying around Dolphins Twitter of a banner that says "Fire Champ Kelly."
That's funny. Adam Schefter, I just saw a push notification on ESPN said, despite getting calls for Jaylen Waddle and Bradley Chubb, the Dolphins did not make another deal before the deadline and opted to hold on to both. So there we go. Yeah, I mean,
they should have got rid of Chubb.
But you just don't know what the offers were.
I'm with you, Hawk. Like, yeah, I don't want to just give him away.
If the offer was a seventh for Bradley Chubb, Solana said it earlier, you're not going to have him next season. He's going to be somewhere else. They offered you a seventh and pay you half his salary. Like, you know.
I'll negotiate with a five. We could land on a six. Like, what are we doing with Bradley Chubb? Honestly, what is any player on this team going to change the outcome of this season for? Like, Bradley Chubb, we get a seven, Hawk. Let's say it. Cincinnati Bengals want Chubb. They bring in a seven. They give us a seven. Bradley's not on this team. Are we winning or losing more or less games?
Nope.
It's moving the needle at all. Nothing. That no player on this team is going to move the needle for the Dolphins like that.
Again, I'm surprised. This is not the way I saw today playing out for the Dolphins.
According to Ben Albright, he says the Dolphins wanted a first and more for Waddle. Teams weren't willing.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But is there a team you can think of, first of all, that's a receiver away?
No. No, the Bucks, all their receivers are hurt, but they're going to come back.
Right.
And they're not giving up a one for Waddle.
I mean,
you don't know that. I mean, who would have thought the Colts were giving up two firsts for Sauce Gardner? I'm just saying, like, you're looking at what some of these players got around the league, even some of the receivers, what they garnered in terms of value. Bro, Waddle, at least a first. I think the Dolphins are fair to have wanted a first if they were going to move on from their best player on the roster.
Right.
That's their best player by far, him and Devon Achane. And they don't want to move on from Devon Achane, still on a team-friendly
deal.
No,
I get them not wanting to move on for nothing but a first or better, but I also understand there not being a market for him asking for a first.
But Solana, you saying your best player on your team is moving me in the other direction, saying that's sad to say that Jalen Waddle's the best player on your team.
Oh, I mean, look, I like Waddle a lot more than you do. We've established that when you didn't think there was a chance in hell he could put up wide receiver one numbers. I think he has when Tua's been able to see over the line of scrimmage and throw him the ball. I still think, Crowder, I mean, that is a massive indictment. We talked about it before you jumped on, which is the Jets, they're tanking. They're trading two of their best players. Look at what they're getting in return. And the Dolphins, even if they were to trade their best players, they're really trying to force teams to send them that type of value. Like, what does it say about the status of the roster overall?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Ain't good.
Quentin Williams, multi-time All-Pro. That means he's one of the best two tackles in the world. Sauce Gardner, multi-time All-Pro. One of the best two corners in the world. Jalen Waddle hadn't sniffed the Pro Bowl. Even fourth picks, fifth pick, sixth receiver, nothing.
Man, you're so you down on Jalen
Waddle?
Well,
no, he's not wrong though. I mean, that's facts. He's not wrong. He hasn't been a Pro Bowler. He hasn't, like, I understand what you're saying. Hey, give him the number one. Give him the number one role all season long. He'll put up quality numbers. I'm not disagreeing with that, but he does not have the accolades that Sauce Gardner has.
Solana, don't look it up, Solana. I know Jalen Waddle hasn't been to the Pro Bowl. It's a fact. It's just my mind that knows that.
Injuries, though, you know, it's politics.
Right.
All right, so what do you guys want to do here? Like, do we just turn the page?
Yeah, let's turn the page. I mean, what the hell are we going to do? Are we going to talk about this for the rest of my life?
All right, so I'm going to turn the page.
Go to the Heat. Let's go. Move on. Let's get to the NBA.
Before we get to the Heat, tonight is Tuesday. You know what that means. We'll get another 5 minutes of Michael Jordan rambling on to Mike Tirico about how his era was better than the current era. I mean, oh, I can't wait, Hawk. I can't wait.
You were going to say tonight is Tuesday. You know what that means. FIU's playing football.
I was thinking that, too.
Oh, give me a story, MJ.
So I read this in Front Office Sports this morning. Michael Jordan could agree to two or three more interviews with NBC Sports as part of his MJ Insights to Excellence series, which, by the way, I didn't even know it was called that. I mean, what? The name of the series.
How are you
so
not
lame,
enjoying
man.
This interview session with Mike Tirico? I cannot wait for tonight's developments. I can't, like, to me, this is some of the most compelling television that, what are you laughing at? To me, this is some of the most compelling television, because I thought to myself, like, how is Amazon, is this on Amazon? What is this on?
NBC.
NBC.
Yeah, no, I thought to myself, how is NBC going to do it? Because ESPN, TNT, excuse me, has had the preeminent pregame show for the longest time. And now ESPN is licensing inside the NBA. And I'm like, how is NBA, you know, they're bringing back Round Ball Rocks. How are they going to compete? And then I saw the first edition of the MJ Sit Down with Tirico. I saw the second one. And I said, oh, now I know how they're competing. And they blow that you know, Barkley show out of the water. This thing. Okay. What? I don't know what you guys are missing here.
No.
Okay.
You're just staring at MJ with the heart eyes. That's all you're not listening to what he's saying. This is nothing.
I think it's fascinating.
Insights.
Have you ever been to Egypt, to the pyramids?
No.
And it's like mysterious.
I have been to the Luxor, though.
Okay, well, if you ever go to Egypt and you hear about the pyramid your whole life,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, it's a secret. You've never been inside a pyramid. They have doors. You actually walk inside the pyramid, and it's just some rocks and dark. It's a mystery about Jordan because he never talks. We walked inside Jordan's mind for a couple weeks. It's rocks and dark.
What?
That's
what are
all
you talking
is.
About? I'm getting
He's saying nothing.
I'm getting insights to excellence. I don't know. Like, are you watching it on mute? No, I'm being serious. Are you watching it on mute? I'm getting insights to excellence. And if anyone
what
is
insights?
Paying attention, the insights.
That he's nervous shooting free throws in front of little Rich
I thought
kids.
That was insightful.
Insights to Excellence sounds like a Denzel Washington autobiography title, which Crowder 100% would have behind him on his
right.
In his library.
Oh, New York Times bestseller. Yeah.
Replace MJ with an AI version of Denzel Washington, and Crowder will tell you how profound the whole series is. Jags acquired Jacoby Myers from the Raiders for a fourth and a sixth.
Because Brandon Thomas can't catch. Brian, what the hell is his name? The boy can't catch.
Brian Thomas. Yeah. And Rashid Shaheed, he's headed to the Seahawks. Those are, other than what the Jets did, those are the two, I think, most noteworthy trades, unless I'm missing one.
I love what the Colts are doing. I mean, they are all in. Could you imagine if they go to a Super Bowl with Daniel Jones as their quarterback?
Shane Steichen is a genius.
I mean, honestly, that's crazy. Like, to be halfway through your first season with Daniel Jones and go, mortgage the future. We've got it all. That's crazy.
So we bring in a Shane Steichen. We're only 3 years away.
As I said to Solana, like, we're just a season and a half removed from Tua shouting, show me the money at Dolphins camp, and everyone going crazy for him, standing O, and now we're trying to figure out, well, how do we get out from under this, and what are we going to do, you know, at the quarterback position, because he's not the guy. And Indianapolis has had one half season with Daniel Jones, and they're like, go get everyone. Red alert. We're going to the Super Bowl. That's like crazy. It. No one saw this coming.
No. The Daniel Jones side is the more surprising side, honestly.
Yes. Well, yeah, well,
Tua's
both pretty.
Tua's demise or Daniel Jones' success.
Right,
I would say Daniel Jones is the biggest
surprise. That's a push. That's a push to me.
No, it's definitely – and it's not even, like, disrespect to Tua. I think it's respect to Daniel Jones. Bro, we thought this guy was the worst quarterback in the NFL, man.
But we thought Tua was a quarter-billion-dollar quarterback.
Well, you did.
Chris Greer did. And Hawk and Chris Greer.
Hey, I'll go back and listen to your reaction after that contract.
Crowder flipped real quick on Tua. I don't know what happened, but Crowder flipped real quick going into this season on Tua when he was, like, number one Tua supporter going into 2024.
I was always on the – Tua's a top 10 quarterback. He's not great. He's in the top 10 of the world. You know what got to me is when he started getting sassy out the mouth in the offseason, and then he started playing bad and all. I was like, then I really turned on him then.
I do respect the Colts for going all in, because they're first place halfway through the season in the AFC. They're 7-2. They're going to win their division, but it does have home loss to the Bills, Chiefs, or Ravens written all over it, does it not?
It feels, right? Game? It feels that way.
Yeah, first round exit, guaranteed.
Even if they get the bye, right? Let's say they end up going the stretch, they get the bye. Well, here come the Chiefs on the road, and it's a 22-point win by Patrick Mahomes in Indianapolis.
I can't even. I got to go back and look at my gambling history. I heavied up on the Dolphins versus the Colts week one. Like, I can't. I got to go back and look at what I bet during that game, because that there was no line too big for me to lay the points with the Dolphins. I think I bought them up to minus 21.
Hey, so the Canes are 6-2. Notre Dame is 6-2. This is kind of been a massive talking point on Kane's Twitter over the past 24 hours. Miami's ranked 18th at 6-2. Notre Dame is ranked 10th at 6-2. There's a lot of chatter on Kane's Twitter about if the Canes and Notre Dame finish the season 10-2. So both teams run the table the rest of the way. Which
early losses just don't matter, like late losses. And
right. I mean, which team would go in over the other if there was one spot remaining
Notre
in the college football playoff?
Notre Dame by a mile. There's an anti-Miami bias. Week one is so far from people's memories. Like, that's not even – no chance that even becomes a topic of discussion.
I'll get it on the head. Nope.
Even though Miami beat them head-to-head, like, does a head-to-head
– That was in August.
Week one lost.
That was in August.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right. I think you guys are right, but it's stupid. It really is.
They've been bashing people. You know what is crazy? It's what we talk about with the Canes. Because after that game, they start winning games 56-30 and 56-13 and 28-7 and 36-7. Like, the style point things Notre Dame got. If you're watching a UM game in the last month, you're not saying, hoo-hoo, these
boys
are balling.
That's the thing. Like, everybody watches the most recent games, and you're telling me someone's going to go, yeah, but at the end of August, I saw the Canes beat Notre Dame. Like, just doesn't work that way in college football.
And they figured it out because Alabama got whooped by Florida State and Alabama's going for sure.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Like last year, the idea that the Canes didn't make it because I get it. They're two losses at the end of the season. That's what people were remembering. I get that. But what does it matter? It should be body of work, should it not? And if the Canes beat Notre Dame and those are the last two teams, then body of work suggests the Hurricanes were the better team.
I don't want to have this conversation after losing to SMU. Save it for later in the year.
It's the we beat the Panthers, so anybody that plays the Panthers and loses, we're better than them.
Right.
It's kind of it doesn't work that way.
Well, it does in sports math. I hate
in
to
Solana world.
I hate to admit it to you, but it really does. I did see a funny tweet. I wanted to read it to you guys yesterday, but Tim Reynolds had tweeted that Miami had asked the ACC for clarity on a number of calls from Saturday's game, and this was yesterday. He tweeted the ACC has not responded yet.
The one that upset me was the rough in the pass or the unnecessary roughness on the timeout call that swung the game ridiculously.
I mean, it was way after the whistle. I'm not arguing for the call, but what you do see in those instances oftentimes is the refs being very, you know, over the top in stopping play, and they seem to kind of want Miami to get that penalty. I don't know. There was something that rubbed me wrong about the way the refs officiated it, because usually they're so demonstrative in stopping the action, you know, that long after a whistle.
I think they were surprised, because if you see that, which Manny, man, I'm about to say Manny Diaz, I'm going way back. I'm upset with old Cristobal. Cristobal said he wanted to see what they were going to do so they could set up the perfect defense against it. But when you do that, you don't wait until the last second, like icing a kicker. You see their formation.
That's true,
and then
too.
You call a timeout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you don't wait until right when the ball is going to be snapped. It's no, like, it was pointless to waste those 3 seconds that you could have called.
Yeah, that is true.
But I do think the fact that Ruben Bain pulled up worked against.
Oh, 100%. Because you're going, wait a second. You didn't hear it, but he did. But now we're penalizing someone for hearing loss? Well, that doesn't seem fair.
That's HIPAA.
That's HIPAA. The ACC refs broke HIPAA laws.
Ooh, send it in, Hawk.
At this point, Cristobal will try anything. So you know what? the dumb penalty in that game, the brutal one, was earlier, before they had tied it, they throw a deep pass, the Canes do, and they don't call pass interference, which was pretty evident. He was being held. The receiver is being held. I don't remember if that was JoJo Trader or not, but he was being held. But then they called a hold on Miami. That what when they show the replay, like, it wasn't even it, the idea that they threw a flag on that was so dumb.
But remember, I mean, what we read yesterday. I can't remember who's the guy who wrote it, because I saw that they were like complaining that that we talked gloriously about his tweet.
Steve Kim.
Steve Kim. What he said in that tweet that we read was, go up big. So that a penalty doesn't kill you. Don't play to win every game 24-21. And he's right. Like, that's why you can look back at a penalty and say this is what did us in when you have markedly better talent on the field.
And you should be having that. If you want to do that, this penalty changed the game. That should be against a Georgia, an Alabama,
right?
A
not
Ohio
SMU,
State.
Correct?
SMU, Louisville. Remember that hold in the third quarter? Yeah. You should never get to that point. Yeah.
The Dolphins have made a roster move as we wrap up headlines.
Let's go! Bring it.
They have signed cornerback Clarence Lewis to the practice squad.
Clewis.
Man, ain't nobody named Clarence cover nobody in their life.
What are you talking about, Clarence?
Name a who's Clarence? Name an athletic Clarence.
Clarence?
Clarence.
You're talking about Clarence's?
Clarence's, plural. Just give me one. I don't need plural. Give me an athletic Clarence, a lockdown Clarence.
Spoon.
If he
Clarence Witherspoon.
Boom.
Who is that?
I don't know. I think I may have just made that name. But any Witherspoon, you call him Spoon, and it sounds like they're a very good athlete, right? Did you like when I said spoon? Isn't there a Clarence Witherspoon?
I don't know. I know a Willie Witherspoon, but he got locked up.
Clarence Witherspoon.
No, because if
Clarence
your name is Clarence and you become
NBA player,
if you no,
I'm looking
if
at
you
it.
Become real good at sports, you change your name to Clay.
Clarence Witherspoon was drafted by the Sixers. I mean, come on. Play for the Heat. Solana, Clarence Witherspoon. Spoon.
Spoon.
So you don't remember Spoon?
Oh, he was sweet.
Spoon? Yeah, man. Like a spoon.
Nah, he wasn't sweet.
Spoon brought it. Look,
he looks like a Clarence, though.
Yeah, Spoon. You don't remember that season with the Heat in 99, 2000? Solana?
What they call him?
Spoon!
I'm going to drop that on Tony Fiorentino randomly. Man, you remember Spoon?
This guy reminds me of a poor man's Spoon.
Please text me before you get into that with Tony.
On January 24th, 1999, Weatherspoon signed as a free agent with the Heat. After one season with the team, he was traded to the Cavs in a three-team trade that sent Brian Grant to the Heat.
Mm.
So you can Heat thank legend, Spoon then. For Brian Grant.
Mm. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Clarence.
Thank you, Spoon.
So we're pretty much halfway to a Mount Rushmore of spoons, are we not? We got Weatherspoon. We got
anyone named Spoon.
Anyone named Spoon? The spoon they give you at like a Japanese style restaurant. You know, it's not a traditional
little white
spoon.
One.
Oh,
the little
almost spoon. Looks like a ski jump coming down the thing. Right. Yeah.
John Witherspoon.
And John Witherspoon.
Boom. All right. Well, that's your NFL trade deadline update. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again.
I can't
Visit
believe
Chillzone
you don't remember
AC.
Spoon,
com.
Man. I cannot remember. That's just shocking.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Oh, Panthers play tonight, by the way, 10 p.m. And Bobby will be in net.
All right. Spoon. Ask Tommy Tighe if you want. Text Tommy Tighe and say, hey, do you want to do a feature on preheat before the Nuggets game on Spoon? And just see what his response is. Will you do you have the guts to do that?
Yeah, I'll text him.
No follow-up text that says I'm talking about Clarence Weatherspoon or whatever. No, say this. I'm thinking about doing a Heat Where Are They Now. What do you think about featuring Spoon before the Nuggets game? And just see what he says.
All right.
See what he says. Will you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
That'll be great. I'm thinking of featuring Spoon. What do you think? That'll be great. Come on. You got to do that. You do that during the commercial break? All right.
Yeah, I'll do it during the commercial break.
All right. That'll be perfect. All right. It's that time of year. Opening day of championship meet at Gulfstream Park is around the corner. I am delighted. I was disappointed that the Dolphins didn't do anything, but I am delighted to see Tommy Tighe's reaction to a random text. Just mentioning Spoon. And like, will he be polite with you, or do you think he'll say, who are you talking about? Or
Tommy hasn't answered one of my texts in 4 years.
And if he says who, answer back seriously. You know, Spoon. Clarence Witherspoon.
The spoon, the big spoon.
No. No
big spoon. Big spoon.
No, just spoon. Just spoon.
We have breaking news.
All
actually.
Right.
Breaking
All right,
news
go.
Right now.
Let's go.
I don't know if you want to fire off the breaking news music.
Give it to me.
The New Orleans Pelicans have announced that Zion Williamson has been diagnosed with a grade 1 left hamstring strain.
Stop it.
He'll be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days.
I got to see if they're making me an offer for my MVP bet.
7 months.
I can't believe that. Steven Preciado, our old producer, says Spoon missed a big-time shot against the Knicks Game 7.
Spoon.
Man, a lot of disrespect for Spoon. I cannot believe Zion's got another hamstring pull.
Huck. You just keep walking through the door and getting smacked in the head.
I know,
you just keep
I
walking
know.
Through it, huh?
I'm the monkey who hits the buzzer constantly.
I'm going to give you a secret about next season. He's going to get hurt. Fortune teller.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Oh, I like that, Jimmy. Crowder mentioned pyramids, so you played Walk Like an Egyptian. You paid attention last segment.
I did, shockingly.
That Kasparis Iakoumenis message to us about switching to FM really touched me deeply because it seemed like he was really happy about QAM's move to the FM dial.
Listen, at least he pronounced 104.3 correctly. I mean, Cristobal read that script like he had never seen the numbers 104 or 3 before in his entire life.
Crowder, you have to say like 5 words so that your microphone becomes a normal volume again. This happens every time like you turn the mic on or off. Like it's so blisteringly loud, we can just tell by the by the ambient sound. So say like 5 words so that your microphone goes back to normal levels. No, 5 words.
Hello, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, there we go. Back to a normal level. I don't know why you travel with this $20 microphone, but it does the same where it's just like the loudest, but until you start speaking and then it reverts to a normal sound.
This is the same one I've used since COVID started.
Yep, we know. That plays into our exact argument as to why we don't understand you're traveling with this $20 snowball mic.
So, Salami, you sent me some microphone. It had a lot of letters and numbers on it, though.
It's the exact same microphone, except it was made this year, not 6 years ago, and it's lighter.
And
it
hasn't been banged around in your luggage over the course of 6 years.
I don't lease cars. I buy them until they run out.
Right. It's run out is our point. Like, I don't know. It's run out. Okay. Elaine Poupart, am I pronouncing his name? I've done this for years, and I just can't get it.
Alan Poupart.
And who does he cover the Dolphins for?
SI.com.
All right. And he does a really good job covering the Dolphins, and a lot of people have been talking about how the Jets now have 5 first-round picks over the next couple of seasons. He points out on Twitter, as a reminder, the Dolphins had 5 first-round picks and 4 second-rounders in 2020 and 2021 combined. The 9 players they drafted were Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene, Robert Hunt, Raekwon Davis, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Javon Holland, and Liam Eikenberg.
Ooh.
I mean, the Jets have essentially that. The Jets have 5 first rounders and 3 second rounders in the upcoming draft. So they have 8 total picks, where the Dolphins had 9 those 2 seasons. You know, when you have 9 combined first round and second round picks over the course of 2 consecutive drafts, that should be the basis for a successful organization, because that's how you build. And yep, it just didn't play out. I mean, the only guys that they still have from that are Tua, Austin Jackson, and Waddle.
Waddle.
Yeah, well, Hawk, not only that, but I think it was Alf Arteaga, who's a Dolphins podcaster, who was in our chat earlier saying, why are we acting like the Jets just automatically are going to do anything with these picks?
Right, right.
In 2021 and 2022, the Jets had 5 first-round picks combined in those 2 seasons. So they've done this already. Literally, they've done this. And they drafted Zach Wilson, Elijah Vera Tucker in 21. And in 2022, they drafted Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, and Jermaine Johnson. And 3 full seasons later, they stink.
Yeah.
So, like, the
idea
here...
It doesn't guarantee you anything. We watched it with the Sixers. I mean, we watched it with the Sixers for years.
Right.
But I don't know. And there's probably not a precedent on a successful drafting team, a guy that really built a team, like the Ravens having 5 picks, 5 first-rounders, and 4 second-rounders in back-to-back years. But even look at that. We know Noah was terrible. Robert Hunt was good. He's gone. Raekwon Davis was good. He's gone. Phillips is good. Just traded him. Holland was good. He's gone. Liam wasn't that good. Waddle's still here. Austin Jackson's always hurt. Like, the hit rate on those weren't bad because they're still starting in the NFL. We just can't keep guys around. Robert Hunt was a Pro Bowler with the Panthers before he got hurt.
Yeah.
That's why they gave him $100 million. We have trouble at guard. You drafted a guard 4 years ago and then let him walk because he was too good and you didn't have the money to pay him.
Where is where the Panthers tonight? Did you say they're in Anaheim?
Anaheim, yes, sir.
Doug Plagans, Panthers radio voice, just texted me a picture. He's at a convenience store in Anaheim of Blue Diamond almonds. You know, I like those smokehouse almonds that they make. You ever have the wasabi soy ones, right? How about this? Blue Diamond almonds, cherry Slurpee flavor.
Them Canadians are weird.
Well, Anaheim's in the U.S.
Huh.
Anaheim is in the same state you're in.
Where am I at?
This is just shocking.
Did you? Oh, think, this is California?
Did you think Anaheim was in Canada all these years?
Maybe Arizona. Anaheim, California?
Oi.
Are you in Portland? LA? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in L.A., yeah.
Yeah, well, you're about a 20-minute drive from Anaheim.
You could go see Doug Plagans by halfway through the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Ooh,
yeah.
These Californians are nasty.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We will get caught up on all the headlines. We'll let Crowder know a couple other cities in California as well that maybe he is unaware of.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Hawk, what's the address to the NAACP Delray chapter?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.